This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Pfizer is agreeing to let other companies make its experimental COVID-fighting pill. It signed a deal with a UN-backed group. Pfizer has said it would ask the FDA and other regulators to approve the pill as soon as possible. Pfizer says its pill cuts the risk of hospitalization and death in those with mild to moderate infections by nearly 90%. Today, jury deliberations begin in the murder trial of Kyle Rittenhouse. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Summing up the trial as heard on Court TV, Kenosha County Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger says Kyle Rittenhouse, then 17, was not the frightened child the defense portrayed when he brought a semi-automatic weapon to a racial justice protest.
You're not allowed to run around and point your gun at people.
Defense attorney Mark Richards says Rittenhouse only shot those who threatened him, calling it self-defense.
One with a skateboard, one with his hands, one with his feet, one with a gun.
Prompting this rebuttal from another prosecutor, James Krause.
Someone should tell all the parents and grandparents and Santa Claus giving skateboards this Christmas about how they're giving their children a deadly weapon. I guess they should get him an AR-15 instead.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
No breakthroughs in the virtual talk last night between President Biden and China's leader Xi Jinping, but the tone was cordial. Xi greeting President Biden warmly.
I'm very happy to see my old friend.
Xi through an interpreter. President Biden.
Our bilateral relationship evolves, seems to me, to will have a profound impact not only on our countries, but quite frankly, the rest of the world.
China hails the meeting as one that sent a strong signal to the world. Russia is rejecting accusations that it endangered astronauts aboard the International Space Station by conducting a weapons test that created lots of space junk. This is AP News. The latest from Britain now on that mysterious taxi explosion in Liverpool. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
British police have released four men arrested under terrorism laws and named the dead man while investigating the Liverpool taxi explosion. Police have named the suspected bomber who died as 32-year-old Emad Al-Swilmin, who came to Britain as an asylum seeker several years ago and had converted to Christianity. Al-Swilmin was killed and a taxi driver injured when a blast ripped through the vehicle outside a Liverpool hospital on Sunday. Police have called the blast a terrorist act, but say they're still working to determine the motive. Four men in their 20s, detained under the Terrorism Act, were released late Thursday. Police say they're satisfied with the accounts the men provided. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.